Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to remove today relates to the popular biblical notion that it was Eve who induced Adam to disobey the Almighty by eating the fruit of the forbidden tree. Now, this is something which is very clearly mentioned in the book of Genesis in the Bible, and it is said that it was Eve who actually enticed Adam, and Adam, of course, was enticed by her, and he, as a result, ate the fruit of the forbidden tree. Now, it needs to be understood that this notion is completely negated by the Quran. The Quran says that it was Satan who enticed both Adam and Eve, and it was not the case, as the Bible says, that Eve actually enticed Adam to disobey the Almighty. It was, on the other hand, as the Quran very clearly states, that it was Satan who tried to entice both Adam and Eve, and the words of the Quran are, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانِ. Satan actually implanted latent suggestions in the minds of both Adam and Eve. It was he who enticed Adam and Eve into committing the sin, into disobeying the Almighty by actually consuming the fruit of the forbidden tree. Now, as far as the fact that what that fruit was, I'll not go into the details of that because I have already explained that in a different lecture of mine. But in this particular talk, I'd just like to clarify that this notion of the Bible, that Eve was responsible for Adam to commit the sin of disobeying the Almighty, is absolutely wrong. And of course, we know that Bible goes on to say that because of this this sin, the Almighty had told her that the labor pains which each lady would be inflicted at the time of childbirth would be as a result of this disobedience showed by Eve to the Almighty, that she was responsible for enticing Adam into committing that sin. And from this arose this concept that woman or a lady is the concept of sin. And this is a notion which is completely alien to the Quran. And the Quran says that as far as disobeying the Almighty was concerned, Adam and Eve both were lured by Satan. They fell into the trap laid by Satan. Of course, they repented later on. But nowhere does it say that it was Eve who enticed Adam, and said, so therefore this should remain clear in the minds of all people that the Quran very, very vehemently says that this the whole affair took place on the enticing of Satan and not of Eve. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ